It's time for us to talk technical analysis on Money Life, and joining me right now, John Kosar, Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. AsburyResearch.com, AsburyInvest.com, the two websites where you can get more information. And the reason you want to get more information, what's the reason John's been on many times? But John was initially, I'd point out, an audience suggestion. I'm always telling you, look for folks that you think you'd like to hear more from and tell us about them. And John was a case where a couple of you said, you know, hey, have you seen Asbury Research? We not only took your suggestion, but checked it out. We understand why you are doing it. And you'll understand, too, when you hear from John. John Kosar, great to have you back on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. It's good to be here.
So, as I said, like, you were an audience suggestion the first time you came on, and people were, you know, saying we should have you on. And the very first time we talked, you sort of said, you know, hey, the system's working well and the market was going up. And again, this was when everything was happy during the bull market. But I kind of can't wait for us to get maybe a little more volatility and downside, because that's when, you know, things really shine. So how about that? Are you shining right now? Is this a time that is, like, perfect for your research? And if so, what is it that you see happening that's allowing you to take advantage of it?
Well, the volatility actually plays to our advantage. We're totally data driven. You know, I always say in years like 2017, you know, everybody's an expert. You know, the market went up most every day. And when there was a correction, it was 5 or 6% back to the 50-day moving average. Pavlov's dog, ding dong, everybody buys it and it goes up again. Those are the ones that I think sometimes get people into trouble and get people thinking that they're smarter than they are. This year, we've had a load of volatility, and we have tactical models that we use to help our clients maneuver in and out of the market. The market's kind of a cool thing. The stock market is. I came from the commodity side, where prices could go up or down. If you looked at a long-term chart, it would look like a sine wave, you know, just kind of back and forth. But stocks have an inherent upward bias. So what we have done here is built some in-house models that tell us when to get out of the way, because that's really when you can gain a lot on your index. Our models went, they were risk on in October of last year. They went to risk off on February 24th. They went back to risk on April the 9th. So if you missed, that was most of that move, and then you reinvested those dollars underneath the market by a considerable amount, you know, you've just taken a huge step up the ladder in terms of reallocating your capital at better prices. So, yeah, these kind of situations here, you know, we're way ahead of the index on our CPM model, correction protection model, this year. And that's not because the model got any better this year. It's because there was some volatility that we were able to capitalize on.
With you being risk on, what's the upside here? I mean, is it we see a market that's heading back towards resistance that we think is going to break through? What are we looking at?
No, that's a good question, and I should have finished. We went risk off on September the 17th, so we've been risk off for 1 week. So we are actually out of the market right now. You know, different people use the models in different ways. Some people never go to 100% cash, and I understand that. But, you know, the models are risk off, and where we are right now, for those listening, is we're sitting on a very important support level. I use the S&P 500 as the market, because that's what most people think of when they talk about the stock market, is the S&P 500. 3233 is the level. We've been sitting on it for 4 days. What does that mean? That means this is where you're going to see some dip buyers come in, and you've seen that the market's kind of hovered here for 4 days. There's, you know, there's a little bit of money coming in here, but what I'm afraid of, we're not afraid of, all we're doing is reading data. But what I've seen happen over the past 3 or 4 days is you saw a lot of money coming out of ETFs that track high yield corporate bond prices. Why does that matter? Because high yield corporate bond prices are linearly correlated to the S&P 500, have been for a decade. So when I see money coming out of kind of an ancillary market to the stock market, that tells me that there might be more downside coming. Plus, our models are risk off. So if we break 3233, the next level is 3100. That's the 200-day moving average, and that's another 4% underneath where we are right now. So for those listening, if you're wondering what the downside is here, the next big level that everyone's going to be talking about on CNBC 24/7 is going to be this 3,100 area, because that's the 200-day moving average.
Is there any reason to believe that things will force us below that? I mean, we do have a lot of extraneous, exogenous events coming, things like the election and all the fallout there. That doesn't show up necessarily in the charts in terms of here's your catalyst, but it does show up in terms of the charts if it pushes us down or pushes us up.
Yeah, you know, that's the question I probably get the most frequently is, how do you think COVID's going to affect the market? Or how do you think the election is going to affect the market? And that's the poster boy questions on why we're data-driven. I don't know. Nobody else does. And even if I knew who was going to win the election, you don't know how the market's going to absorb that. You don't know if that's going to be positive or negative for the market. I seem to remember when showed up that Hillary wasn't going to win and it was going to be Donald Trump. I don't remember the exact amount of days, but the market like did a check mark. I think it dropped like a rock for 2 or 3 days, scared the heck out of everybody. And then it was up, up and away for the next 3 to 6 months. So, you know, trying to play that multi-dimensional chess kind of guessing game, in my view, that's a recipe for disaster. Nobody knows any of that. I think people are fooling themselves to think that they can put all those maybes together and come up with something that they want to invest their money in. All we're doing is watching flows. We're playing it station to station, which is why I talked about this. If we break 3233, the next level is 3100. At that time, we're going to see what our models are doing again. I'm going to watch asset flows going into the Qs and going into the SPY, SPY, see if there's money buying or if there's money coming out. And if it breaks 3,100, we're looking at like 2,955-ish. So it very much station to station here. We're not fortune tellers. We're wave riders. We're just trying to follow the money.
Well, and we appreciate you telling us where you are looking and where you are following, and we like following you, so we'll get back with you down the line to see how it plays out. John, thanks for joining me.
Always great to be on. Thanks.
That's John Kosar. He is Chief Market Strategist at Asbury Research. If you know the name of the firm, you can go to asburyresearch.com to get more information on all the things that they do. Also, asburyinvest.com. Okay, we are heading for home on the Friday, September 25th edition of Money Life. Up next, well, you just heard John talk about what's happening in corporate bonds. We'll be talking with a corporate bond specialist. Daniel Dolan from Dolan McIrie is here when we come back right after this message.